Help me with my visual aid, and Karen, if you'll come back up and help with this. While they're coming forward and working on that, I'm going to explain what they're doing. This is a very special piece of art that was given to me a couple of years ago. Oh, just a minute. Let me get my device working. A couple of years ago, this was given to me by Kathy Aldifer and Isaac Aldifer. Some money had been allotted for me to set up my study, my office here at church, to make it more inviting. And so we went out and bought some things to put on the walls. And this was originally silver. Where is Everett? If I had known your metalwork gifting, we might have asked you to do this because you have an extreme talent. We found this at a store and it was silver, and Kathy looked at it and she said it needs a little bit more color to bring it to life. And so with her artist's eye, she and some cans of spray paint, she made this beautiful piece. And what the children are doing is showing us, well, let me say the other reason why this piece of art has been special to me. Shortly before we purchased it, I had learned an analogy that the church is like a bicycle wheel. The church is like a bicycle wheel. Here's how. At the very center, and you're going to have to use your imagination a little bit, and we'll hold it up in a little bit when the children are done. At the very center of a bicycle wheel is the hub. That's Jesus. Jesus is at the center. And then all the spokes coming out from the hub are the wavy lines here, in this case, are us. They represent, the children are putting clothespins on to represent how close they feel to Jesus at the hub. So I like what you've done here. A lot of you are getting the clothespins as close as you can to the hub, and that's exactly right, because we know that children are precious to Jesus, and each of us are children. And I also love how some of these are further away, representing that we know we're moving towards Jesus, or in the case of the passage, sometimes we turn away from Jesus. And so all of these are true and accurate, so I thank you for your work on this. Well, I want to start today. We're thinking together about our relationships with Jesus. And you know, we had no idea how the timing of Joel's passing, how this would all line up. Leaders had been planning for quite some time that this sermon series was going to be people moving towards Jesus. And we thought it was going to be characters in the Christmas story and how they move towards Jesus. And as I was preparing my sermon this week, God's nudging me. Well, it's the same theme, but it's a little different vantage point. So we're thinking about this from a couple of different viewpoints today. And I want to start by sharing two stories of why our relationship with Jesus matters. And maybe Joel is the best reason why, the best expression this morning. Because when Darlene called, she said, Joel has gone to be with Jesus. We have that assurance, that love, that promise and hope. Well, two stories. First, when I was 17 years old, I chose to be baptized. And the reason I wanted to be baptized was because God had been working in my life in some surprising ways and was drawing me closer to God. And this was amidst a time of some significant turmoil in my life. My parents were going through a divorce. We were facing a lot of pain as a family. And several years later, when I was at college at EMU, I went on a cross-cultural to the Middle East. And on this cross-cultural, it was in 95, so it was when the peace accord had just been signed, but there was no peace. There was violence, there was chaos, there was fighting, there was people who proclaimed, thank you, River. You're welcome to keep working on it if you want to. Thank you, Colton. There were people who proclaimed that they loved God, and yet they were being so hurtful to one another. And I thought, if this is how people of God are, I don't want to be part of that. Where are you, God, in all this violence that I see? Where are you in all the chaos? We can say that today. Where are you, God, in our time of deep loss? And so I did one of the worst things I've ever done in my life. I turned away from Jesus. And I started going my own direction because I couldn't make sense of what God was doing. I turned away. And by God's grace and through many people, some of whom are here, God brought me back into a relationship with Jesus, drawing me closer and closer. And as that happened, I began to learn God is faithful. God is trustworthy, which meant that this week, when the sermon series needed to be adjusted, when God is nudging me to change this, and I don't know why, I said, yes, of course, because I know God's faithful. Second story of why our relationship with Jesus matters. In my own time with God this week, in my own devotions, I was reading through the book of Galatians. And what really gripped me the most from this passage was Paul is astonished that people have turned away from Jesus. And you got to think about this from Paul's vantage point. You have Paul who had persecuted the church, who has this Damascus Road experience where he sees the light, and then he spends time with God for years, and then he plants these churches in Galatia. He takes time and care with them to teach them the gospel, to teach them about Jesus, and they've turned away because some other people have come in and infiltrated their ranks and sold them a different gospel, which, as Dave read, is no gospel at all. See, they were coming in and telling them that they had to earn their salvation. But it is by grace that we have been saved, by faith. We can't boast in this. It's not by works. And of course, we still see this today. People all over the, people believing this and people believing that, saying you have to earn salvation, and it just is not so. It is by grace. So as we move toward Jesus, God helps us in our brokenness. He helps us deal with our brokenness and that of the world in ways that proclaim good news to the poor and that bind up the brokenhearted. We see and hear that today all throughout this service through Colton and Karen in their leading, in our care for one another. And that moves us back to the bicycle wheel analogy. I want you to notice that as we move closer to Jesus here in the middle, we also are moving closer to one another. I'm going to hold it up so y'all can see it a minute. Jesus here in the middle, and as we come in our different spokes, we are also by definition moving closer to each other. Four years ago now, we learned about the six streams of spirituality that Richard Foster has given thought to. And each stream is rooted in Scripture. And each stream is evidenced in Jesus' life. And so when someone tells you that their way of interpreting Scripture is the only way, don't let that infiltrate your mind. There are many ways to come towards Jesus that are all rooted in Scripture and all evidenced in Jesus' life. And think about Jesus and his disciples, the very people he set up to start the church, and how different they were, not just in personality, not just in their motivations, not just in age. You've got Matthew as a tax collector, who the fishermen would have despised. There were four fishermen, but each of them had such different personalities. They're all different from each other. You've got Thomas and Nathaniel, each of them different. You've got Judas, not that Judas, but the other one, Judas Maccabees. He was part of the group that they had these daggers under their cloaks, and they wanted to bring in Jesus' kingdom by force, by violence. Such different people that God used to start the church. What does that tell us about how we are to move towards Jesus in the center and move towards each other, and live together? I'm cutting some things out here just to save some time. I started a notebook this week because I don't want to get to the end of Advent and say, oh, I miss Christmas again. I don't want to get to the end of Advent and say, well, that was fun. I don't want to get to the end of Advent and miss the whole point. And so I started this notebook. This is nothing fancy. I'll share with you a couple of the sections. One page is things I've been learning. These are just small little things that I've been learning from God. Another page is things, it's called standouts. These are when I'm reading through a psalm each day. These are things that, words or phrases or verses that jump out to me. And then a couple of days later, oftentimes I say, oh, that's why that verse stood out to me, or that word that connects. It helps me to pay attention. Another section, noticing God. This one has been so life-giving for me. Another one is prayers for the people. This is for you all, for us. Things that come to mind as I'm reading scripture, as I'm praying, that I want to keep track of and pay attention to. See, one of the things that we need to be doing in this hectic season of Advent, if we are to be people moving towards Jesus, is paying attention. We need to be intentional about what we're practicing and how we're spending our time. And you all do this, and I want us to keep doing this even more. And this is just a couple minutes. I don't add to every list every day. I do two or three on two or three lists each day. It's been impactful, and it's moving me closer to Jesus. We want to give you space in just a couple minutes to practice moving towards Jesus, and I'll give some instructions and directions about that in just a bit. But first, God told me I needed to share an embarrassing story today. Not just, he told me a specific story that's embarrassing to me that I needed to share. One day this week, I was working on my sermon, and I thought, well, this is in decent shape. I'm going to take a little break. I close my laptop, and as I go to do so, I had changed the screensaver on my laptop that morning to one. It was a picture that I had taken about 10 years ago of a nativity scene that we have, a little one that we have in our house, and it had been sitting beside the window, and the light was streaming in the window, falling on Jesus. And so I took a picture because it spoke to me, spoke to my spirit about Jesus and light, the light of Jesus. And so I took a picture. So that was 10 years ago. I put this picture this week on the screensaver of my laptop. And so I saw it as I finished up my work. I was getting ready to take a break. I saw the picture and I thought, oh, that's right. We really need to get some good art here on our walls at Zion. This is something I'd been thinking about for a while. And it just, closing the laptop reminded me, oh, right, we need to do this. So I crawl out of the little nook where I write my sermons, and I go into the next room, and I just remembered there's one more thing I've got to tell you to set this up. So I think it was around 2016. This is the embarrassing part. I was a new pastor here, and I was having a difficult day or a couple weeks. I don't quite remember why. And I was working here, and I wanted to just come into the cross and have an encounter with Jesus. I was just longing to come in here. I was working that day from here. And God kept speaking to my spirit, saying, no, go up to the balcony. And this, at this point in my spiritual journey, I was maybe here, right? I was further apart and further away from Jesus and not as quick to listen. And I did go up to the balcony, and I get up there, and again, I'm just looking at the cross, just longing, I don't know, for Jesus and to be at the cross. And God says, lie down. And I'm thinking, I'm a pastor, I'm supposed to be dignified. What if somebody comes in these doors? Somebody might come in the sound booth. This is really embarrassing. Okay, I lay down. And I lay on my back, and those of you in front of the balcony, or maybe even behind the balcony, can see, you can look up at the ceiling, which is what I did when I was on my back. And it's really just squares, but what I saw was hundreds of crosses, which is what I'd been longing to see. That's what popped out to me. So ever since that time, on a regular basis, when I'm driving down 42 and I see the electric pole, oh, I forgot one part. When I looked up and I saw the crosses, God's Spirit spoke to my spirit and said, I'm going to raise up many disciples in this place. So now, anytime I'm driving down the road on 42, not every time, but regularly, I see the electric pole and it looks like a cross. And I think, oh, God's going to raise up many disciples at Zion. Or I'll be in my home and see a cross somewhere. Or sometimes the light from this window comes in on the floor and reflects, and there's a cross on the floor, which ties into other stories that I can maybe share another day. Okay, so back to the laptop story this week. I'd closed my laptop, and I'd seen Jesus in the nativity, and I'd seen the light coming in on Jesus, and I had the thought, oh, we need good art here for our walls here at Zion, and I crawl out of this little space, and I come into the next room, and on the wall in front of me are multiple crosses that were so big, and there was a light. This silly little candle that we had stuck in the window that doesn't work right. A candle, a light, not doing what it's made to do. Thinking back to Christians turning away from Jesus. And if you'll have that that picture, David, it doesn't show up all that well. And my dog wanted in on the, so you can see her ear. This was one of the crosses. There were several. I didn't get a great picture of it. This is an invitation for us, Zion, to be people who are moving more and more towards Jesus. I want to give us some instructions for this time together. Colton's going to come. You can come on up, Colton. If you have any instructions, you're welcome to share those in a minute. I invite our prayer ministers to come forward. I think Heidi and Monica are going to be back in the foyer, and Clay and I are going to be up here. All of us are broken and needing prayer, so all are welcome to come receive prayer from both places if you would like to. Lori will also be joining the chat online. So if you're online and you would like prayer, please put that in the chat, and Lori will respond to you at some point today. Maybe she won't get to everybody today, but she will look for those. And if you would like prayer brought to you by Lori, if you're not able to come forward, would you raise your hand? Is anybody in that position? Okay. So, Lori, you're welcome to go ahead and do the Zoom connection. Children, if you would like to come forward and move any of the clothespins, or adults or youth, you're welcome to as well. As we worship, as we sing, some of this might be instrumental, some of it might be congregational singing. We can move towards Jesus as we worship. And Aaron has also put on the back, here's a bulletin. On the back of your bulletin are verses 3 to 5 from our passage today. You're welcome to meditate on these verses. See what word or phrase stands out to you. Let God speak to us.